Hey guys! Hi! How are you all doing? You came back! What do you think of the garden? It's pretty awesome. It's changed a little bit since you guys planted, right? I told you it was going to be really different, but it's turned into something special. Are you guys ready to do some harvesting? Well, let me make sure that everybody knows who's here, because we have a lot of the kids who helped us plant this spring. You were here, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think almost all of you were here except for two people. Who are two new students that are here? Hi, honey, welcome. Is there another? And you too? Well, welcome. Well, we have students here from Washburn. Let's hear it from our Washburn students. You guys are back. We've got students from Kemper. Where are Kemper students? We've got our students from Arthur Ashe Charter School. Yay! We have our Bancroft kids who are here. Yay to the Bancroft kids. And we've got our Harriet Tubman kids who are here. Yay! And we're also going to get some help today from a few special guests. We've got somebody here from Taste Made, and they do a lot of food blogging. I think Chef Frankie is here. He's going to help us. And hey, Chef Frankie, what's going on? And we have a very, very, very special guest who's a dear friend of mine. She's a member of the President's Council, and she's been helping us out on so many things. She's an advocate herself. She's a chef. She's a TV host. She's a dog food sponsor. She does a little bit of everything, but she has been such a huge help around nutrition and eating healthy and cooking great things, and she's here to help us harvest today. Rachel Ray! Woo, Rachel! So when we planted, we invited you guys because all of you have really cool school gardens, right? And we want to highlight the work that you all are doing in your schools and in communities. And I've been doing some of that, not just here at the White House, but I've got to travel around the country to visit some good school gardens and some really cool community gardens. And we're seeing that folks across the country are starting to do what we're doing here at the White House. And it's really helping a lot of kids eat better. I've visited some schools where they've changed their whole school menu. And it's now healthy and fun and delicious, and the kids are into it, and they're eating vegetables and fruits more than ever before. So it's just great to see that a lot of schools and communities are doing what we're doing here. So you guys are champions in that effort, right? So, well, let's get to work, because we got to harvest, and then we're going to cook, and then we're going to eat. I don't know what's wrong with this mic. But we'll just stop talking and get to work, okay? Let's get it done.
Thank you. love fennel. I know I want some of the alliums.
You guys ever tried fennel before? It tastes a little like licorice, and you can eat it raw in salads. I think Chef Chris is grilling on right now.
Well, when you cook it up, it's really good for peppers and onions and sausage.
Put it in soup or stew. And these leafy things on the top, this is called fronds. F-R-O-N-D-S, fennel fronds. And they're pretty tasty, too. But you gotta save those.
Do you guys ever cook at home?
I just
cook. Wow, really? Oh, I'm such a terrible baker. I'm kind of jealous.
My dad. Right?
Oh, that's cool. What's your dad like to eat? What kind of food y'all into?
Well, my dad, he likes to cook.
Yeah, my husband too. He loves to grill and smoke. Yeah, me too. I like lamb steak, beef steak, pork steak. Oh, venison's fabulous. Not a lot of kids eat venison. That's cool. Did your family hunt you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I figured. Well, we're from upstate New York. We love venison too. Venison's one of our favorites. Good thing he took back that little dinky basket. That wouldn't have helped anybody. Well, that's a huge one.
Look at the booty you got.
A lot of turnips.
Does it smell licorice? It smells like candy almost, doesn't it? It was really delicious. This is way better than the fennel in my garden. It is looking S-A-D. It's too cold this spring. I think we got winter for spring. Yeah, Wisconsin, you understand. I'm from the Adirondacks. It's real cold where I live. We're closer to Canada than we are to New York. We're way north.
Quick work, guys.
Okay. All right, yeah, we did that. Nice job.
Nice job.
We're moving on to
kale.
Kale.
Look at the good looking kale. Okay.
Yeah.
Or a there you go.
Yeah. We're going to need a bigger basket.
Yeah, we do.
Okay, this is very cute.
Look at that here.
Look, it looks like one of those troll dolls.